Welcome to Simon Says. This is the program where we give Simon Littlewood, president of ACG, 2 minutes to give us real business value. And by the way, this is not the invoice. At least I hope it isn't. This is...
We'll need a bigger envelope for that, Mark.
Okay, well, it spans multiple pages.
Yes.
This is, in fact...
You never pay anyway, so what's the point?
This is the quick segue. This is the place where we give you a topic, and you've got 2 minutes on the clock to tell us your answer. How do you cut down on fixed costs, particularly during a recession? And remember, they're fixed costs. Don't just say, oh, we'll let the contract expire, right? Because they're fixed costs for a reason. 2 minutes on the clock starts now.
There's far more flexibility now about where you can perform certain activities in a business, mainly because of IT. Because of IT, which is based on the internet, you don't have to have heavy hardware. So you can take lots of tasks, transactional tasks, market research tasks, billing tasks, and you can put them pretty much where you want to at very little additional cost. So the first thing you should be doing if you're worrying about costs, and by the way, since we're almost certainly going to have another recession, you should be worrying about costs. You should be looking at what tasks genuinely need to be performed close to the customer in your expensive core markets and what don't. And everything that doesn't actually require to be performed in an expensive market close to the customer is potentially a candidate for offshoring. Yeah? You should aggregate those activities, put them offshore, save money, increase efficiency.
Okay, backtrack, because we've got just over a minute left.
Yeah.
We're talking about fixed costs. So I'm thinking, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking rent.
Premises. So let's say you've got 100 people sitting in Singapore. They're doing a whole range of business activities. Some of those activities have to be in Singapore. A big chunk of them don't. Move them somewhere where the rent's cheaper and the wages are lower and have smaller premises. If you're not doing it, you should be doing it. Lots of people are doing it. Yeah? There's a second thing I want to come on to, and that's to do with costs, and that's to do with the way you buy things. Yeah?
The way the procurement of things, is it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But that's not fixed.
No, it's some's fixed and some's variable, right? But at the end of the day, you need to aggregate your costs and you need to bid them out and you need to reduce the number of suppliers that you work with. You can save significant amounts of money.
Really? Just by reducing the number of suppliers?
Yes, because if you reduce the number of suppliers, so if you look at the things that you're buying, if you're buying them from multiple suppliers, you're not getting good rates. If you put them all in, all together, and you reduce the difference that they have, so you create common elements, you put them all together and you forecast them forward. So you say, over the next 2 years, this is how much we'll need. This is how you do aggregation. You then say, if I give you all this, i.e. five or six times more than I'm giving you at the moment, what are you going to charge me?
Okay, and 2 minutes is up.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a whole new discussion altogether.
Maybe procurement is an interesting discussion, but it's a way to get very rapid reductions in your input costs.
Okay, but 2 minutes is up.
Oh, okay. Well,
so we only procured 2 minutes of your time.
Okay, but the offshoring topic is very, very important. I recently wrote a paper on offshoring. I'm very excited by the fact that even relatively small companies now can offshore. And that's as a result of the flexibility that you now get from internet-based computing solutions.
Okay, yeah. Okay, we're going way over the 2 minutes.
Well, okay. Right.
So you're going to have to go to Simon's website to find out more. Unless, of course, you're already there. Click on the Contact Us button at the top of the screen. Should be the call to action. Simon Littlewood there from
ACG.
ACG, Asia Now Consulting Group, in case you weren't catching on.
Oh, you need to hold that card up higher. Yeah, or do you need your glasses, Mark? Is that
I'm just carrying my head. It's so long.
You wouldn't know he was 72.
Asian
doesn't
Now
look
Consulting
a day over 40.
Simon Littlewood, Asia Now, just rolled off the tongue. Somehow,
yeah, he does.
I agree. All this other
no,
stuff.
The Asia Now days mean a lot to me.
Yeah, Asia Now, mm-hmm. Simon.
But
Littlewood.
It's Asia then, now.